은혜 받으실
Today's scripture is Haggai chapter 2, verse 9.
구약 성경 학계 2장 9절 말씀. 제가 봉독합니다.
The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 11,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, those in the local sanctuaries, and those who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN viewers, and our precious guests. This is the 34th anniversary Eve service of this church. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God, who has led this church for the last 34 years. God the Father has given us the message titled Glory for this service. As the title says, each moment of the past 34 years was filled with the glory of God. So let's briefly review the history of this glory. As you listen to this message, I hope that you can find the answer as to how such things were made possible. I hope you will think about whether such things could have been possible had God not established this church and had it not been for the shepherd established by God. Haggai 2:9 says, "The later glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of hosts." And I receive this verse from Father God, and this will be unfolded later on. As for us too, the later glory of this sanctuary will be much greater than the glory during the past 34 years. This church will reveal the glory of God more greatly, beginning with this 34th anniversary. I would like all the pastors, elders, and all the members to be united as one through trust and love and make the history of this great and amazing glory. I pray in the name of the Lord that each of you may become the main players. There will be a special event in the second part of the service, and I'd like to thank all the actors and staff. I'd like to talk to you about the history of glory for the last 34 years in four parts, which are the decades of 1980s, 1990s, 2000, 2010 onward. In this message, I'd like to review the 1980s and 1990s, which were the beginning era of this church, and I will speak to you about the rest in the Sunday morning service and evening services. Let's get back to 1980s. As God told me to open the church when the sun is scorching, this church had the opening service on July 25, 1982, when the sun was scorching hot. I delivered the message with the title, "The Treasure of Treasures is Faith," with 9 adults and 4 children in attendance. The building was not completed at that time, and we didn't even have furniture either. There were no microphones. There was nothing. The members prayed in one accord for 5 to 6 hours a day. And God sent to us church members every week and gave us the necessary things as well. As a result, in the anniversary service on October 10th, 77 days after the first service, we had more than 100 members. And as I recall, I think there was 170 members. We had everything needed for the sanctuary too. And those who started the church, after 77 days, I made it. It started from nothing. There was no window, The floor was not done because the building was just constructed. But after 77 days, we had more than 100 members. Well, I remember. It was more than 175. Our church took after the example of the early church depicted in the book of Acts. Acts 2:43 says, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. In the early church, the word of life was preached, the signs and wonders confirmed the word preached. As a result, the number of those who were being saved was added day by day. God blessed this church to have the explosive revival right from the beginning of the church, just like the early church. We had only 13 members in the opening service, but the number increased rapidly year after year. And there were pastors, Mi Young Lee, and Sujin Lee. Back then, they were children. So number 13 includes them. The actual area we used as a sanctuary was only 50 square meters, which is 540 square feet. But it was already full within less than a year. Not just the sanctuary, but the space for my residence and the corridor were filled with members. Some people had to sit on the stairs or even in the bathroom. So they had to sit on the bathroom. The members came to earnestly long for a bigger sanctuary. We moved to a place with about 7,000 square feet or 650 square meter of area on December 31st, 1984. So we started from less than 50 square meters, but soon we moved to a sanctuary with the 650 square meter. But this second sanctuary was also filled very quickly after the just one revival meeting. So after 2 years, in 1987, we moved to the third sanctuary, which had about double the size of the second sanctuary. The third sanctuary was also filled in 3 months after one revival meeting. So even though we moved to a new sanctuary after the revival meeting, it was filled with people. So before the revival meeting, we moved to a bigger sanctuary, right? So we could see the seats were empty. But after the revival meeting, we couldn't find empty seats. And even the sanctuary was filled in Friday Ola services. Why is that? It wasn't difficult. Pastors, branch churches, it's not difficult. I only obeyed to the word of God, the word of God the Creator. I obeyed. I didn't care whether I was threatened. Just like Daniel, who didn't give up before the threat of being put into a lion's den. He obeyed, just like him, which is true faith and true obedience. If you have this kind of faith, then there's nothing you cannot do. I have experienced myself. By such faith, you can give only glory to Father God. There is nothing you cannot do. That's what I've been doing. Even though there was death, threat, even though I was threatened to be expelled from the denomination, I only lived for the glory of Father God. Whenever I went to other countries, in foreign countries, I was threatened. There was a terror, threat of terror. And there was a country which tried to stop me from entering the country. But president and the former vice and the vice president and the former vice president escorted me to visit the country. So that country could not stop me entering to that country. So thanks to the vice president and the former vice president back then, they accompanied me, so I went to that country. So the whole country was alarmed. So anyway, I was not afraid. Even, you know, there was no chance to die, but, you know, the servant of God's power cannot be killed. Read the Old Testaments. You know, not a single king could do nothing to a servant who manifested the power of God. So I was confident. I was brave. I was worrying about nothing. I had many companions, many workers, and they were all protected. And I glorify Father God. And after effects of those events, which I overcame by faith, thanks to that crusades and my faith, you know, our missionaries were dispatched to those countries and set up in the branch churches. All those things were overcome by faith, and I glorify Father God. And there are many branch churches that are experiencing great revival. The third sanctuary was also filled in 3 months after one revival meeting. So we moved to the fourth sanctuary in Guodong in February 1991. To commemorate moving into this sanctuary, we held a two-week continuous revival meeting. In the Friday, which was the last meeting of the revival meeting, the number of registered members reached 10,000. Our church grew up at an explosive rate for the 10 years after the opening. As a result, it was among the top 50 churches in the world by Christian World of the United States in February 1993. So, after 10 years, I started this church. In 11 years, this church was among top 50 churches of the world. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus said in John 6:44, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." I said, this church experienced explosive revival with the souls sent by God the Father and revealed the glory of God through it. It was possible because, first of all, we had the word of life given by God. In May 1983, God the Father made me stop going to revival meetings at other churches and let me concentrate on prayers. It was to give me the answers to the prayers that I had offered for the past 7 years. It was to give explanations of the Bible, especially on difficult passages. So after the Sunday evening service, I went to various prayer houses and prayed for all 5 days and came back on Friday. So, I had to prepare for Friday service, right? The sermon series, Message of the Cross, was also received through those prayers. I received that message of the Cross, which is the worldwide best-selling book. The Message of the Cross was born like that. After 7 years of prayer, I received it from Father God. After this message was compiled as a book, it's been published into 59 languages. It is on the list of literary works by number of translations of Wikipedia. After the message of the cross, the Lord explained about and showed to me the deep spiritual realm. That was the time when God also gave me the messages of fruits of the Holy Spirit, beatitudes, spiritual love, with which we can partake in the divine nature of God. In May 1984, during the week in which I had my birthday, God commanded me not to go back to the church for the Friday All Night service, but keep on praying with a three-day fasting. Back then, I was in Gangwon province. The Father God told me not to go back to church, but prayed with fasting. Then as soon as the three-day fasting was finished, the Lord began to teach me about the kingdom of heaven. That was the reason, you know, because of the Friday All-Night service and vowed prayers and fasting, I piled up my prayers, right? But the prayer was not enough to receive that message. That's why the Father told me to pray and do in a three-day fasting to fill up the measure of prayers. It was such a precious gift that I couldn't change with anything in the world. As soon as the three-day fasting was over, the Lord began to teach me about the kingdom of heaven. And it was such, the Lord kept on teaching me about the kingdom of heaven, and now two books on heaven are published. You know, Father God, you know, told me about heaven. Even today, Father God explains about heaven in greater detail. Right now, it's been published into more than 30 languages, giving hope of heaven to numerous readers around the world. In May 1986, I was ordained as a pastor. The Lord moved me to offer 21-day vowed prayer. So I tried to have communication with God along with fasting. Then the Lord finally began to explain the book of Revelation. These messages were preached in Sunday morning services for 4 years. It was finished in 1989, and the second part was done, the second version was done in 2006. The church members realized that now is the time and time. They were especially awakened and spread the gospel even more, and the church had more revival. Another secret of the revival of this church is that many signs and wonders took place like in the early church. Even before I opened this church, many sick people were healed through my prayers. So when I went to seminary college, you know, people were healed through my prayer, almost 100%. Nowadays, it's not like before. They came to me by faith. They heard about me, and they came to me by faith. So when they received my prayer, they were healed, no matter what diseases they had. But now, some people don't have faith. They have so many walls of sin before Father God. They committed so many sins leading to death, or blaspheming the Holy Spirit, which could not be forgiven. But you know, they come to me, but it cannot be forgiven, and they cannot be healed, even through my prayer. They have to repent first, truly, rendering their heart in repentance. Then they have to come to me. But they didn't do that. Since our members know it, they didn't repent. But you bring them to me to receive my prayer. But they have to break the wall of sin before God. So even though they ask prayer, it does not work. They first have to break down the wall of sin.
그래서 이제 치료 안 되는 거지 어떤 것도
But AIDS, cancers, you know, it is this all saying. Since Father God the Almighty is working, once you repent, then Father God works equally for those who receive my prayer. So what do you think happened after opening of the church? Signs were manifested every week. Even those who had terminal diseases were healed as soon as they came to the church. Those with crutches came to walk and jump. The blind came to see, the mute came to speak, and infertile couples received conception through prayers. A person with a broken hand was healed through prayer and he could move it freely. So they got in a car accident, but after receiving my prayer, they were healed right away. Their broken bones were healed. Even though their tendons were hurt. But after receiving my prayer, you know, I pay my attention to them, but their tendons are healed right away. And their tendons became normal. And they're in the broken bones became healed. And by the power of God, it was cleansed. I have witnessed many times. Those who couldn't move their hands were healed. People with paralysis, cancers, tuberculosis, leukemia, and many other diseases were healed. The demon-possessed were also set free. Nowadays, pastors know about, you know, how to cast out demons, right? So for this reason, I was invited to churches all over the country to speak for revival meetings. Wherever I went, God gave the spirit of repentance, divine healing, and various blessings. After I was ordained as a pastor, I spoke for non-denominational meetings every month, and mostly I preached the message of the cross. They were about such topics as why did God place the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Why is only Jesus our Savior? And eternal life only by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man. I've always been and will be preaching these messages. Because such messages bring about grace of repentance and divine healing. Consequently, they give glory to God. It is according to Matthew 15:31 that says, So the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, the crippled the restored, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And the blind came to see, and they said they've never seen it, even after the creation of the world. They said they've never seen it. But from the start of this church, I have seen them a lot. They came to have good eyesight back. The vice president of the prayer devotee, she had poor eyesight. But after receiving my prayer, she came to have eyesight, vision of 20/20, once receiving my prayer from the altar in summer retreat. She used to have in a 0.8. But after receiving my prayer, she came to have eyesight of 20/20 on both her eyes. This kind of work are taking place. It's been taking place for our members in summer retreat. So according to Matthew 15:41, that says, So the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, the crippled restored, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. And I have to stop here. And then I may continue about the glory of the 1990s. There will be second part of the service, so I'll have to stop here. Father God, thank you for this Eve service. You gave us a message, and I delivered this message. Let this message become true faith, and let it become life for them. Our congregation, bless them to have a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. It's not impossible. They can make it possible. They can do it. They can make the impossible possible. Father God, let them have fervor and repent completely and turn back. Father God, thank you. Please lay your hands on them. All diseases and germs and go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All diseases and germs and go away and be cleansed. Bless Jesse D. Prabhaka of India to work as a mayor for the city of Chennai. Bless her. Let him be quickly appointed as a mayor of the city and do his job well. Bless Jose Martinez of India to be healed of breathing problem. Bless Joe Manzu of Taiwan to be healed of herniated disc. Bless Ryo Weiming to be healed of an upper chest. Bless Shu Mei Wing to be healed of cancer in her stomach and liver. Bless Chen Shu Wan to be healed of cancer. Bless Guan Kyung Guk to be healed of tuberculosis. Bless Zhao Sui to be healed of heart diseases. Bless Su Ying Nu to be healed of skin diseases. Bless Liu Hui Chan to be healed of the buttock. Bless Liu Shinda to be healed of squinting eyes. Bless Mei Ai Ji to be healed of diabetes. Bless Li Jin Shaying to be healed of atopic dermatitis and the after effects of operation. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Bless Li Joshua to be healed of the glimpse problem. Bless Zhu Jianwen to be healed of operations on the tumor. Bless Liang Yating to get a job. Bless Wu Tungyan to solve the problems of inheritance money. Bless Wang Haijin to borrow money from the bank. Bless InVictory readers and TVN Russia viewers. Bless them. They made prayer requests. Please lay your hands on them according to their prayer titles. Bless them, Father. Father God, thank you. Let our congregation be healthy both in spirit and body. Let them see well, let them hear well, let them speak well. Bless all their intestines and organs, all diseases and germs and go away, all the germs and viruses and go away, be cleansed, all the skin diseases go away. Father God, please work for them so that they can glorify Father God through their healings. Father God, they will be second part of the service. Help us so that we can conduct the second service without leaving church. Let them enjoy and glorify Father God through it. Bless all the staff and actors and the staff from outside. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.